奉主耶稣圣名正道。
In the name of the Lord Jesus, I speak.
有人用英文的速写词形容五种的基督徒。
There are some people who use abbreviations to describe five types of Christians.
我觉得是蛮有意思的。
I felt that they are very meaningful.
可以作为我们自我的思考，看我们是属于哪一种的基督徒。
And we can consider these viewpoints, whether which category of Christians do we belong to.
当然你们懂得英文的，你们可以按照它的字母来思想看，它是代表什么样的意义。
Those of us who are familiar with English, we can look at the abbreviations and try to understand the meaning.
我想第一种是大家都很熟悉的。
So the first abbreviation is a category that we are familiar with.
VIP 就是很重要的人。
So we have the VIP, which stands for a very important person.
但是问题是，在教会里面，谁是 VIP 的基督徒呢？
But in the church, who are the Christians who belong to this group of VIPs?
在人的眼中，他认为教会的 VIP 就应该是指教会里面最高职位的人吧。
To some in the church, they may think that the person who is a VIP in the church is the one who holds the highest position.
如果教会里面只有一个长老，那他就是 VIP 了。
If there is only one elder in the church, the elder can be the VIP.
可是，在很多地方，很多长老的他未必是 VIP 哦。那么总负责那才是 VIP， 因为总负责只有一个。
In the church, there may be many elders, but the chairperson, the one in charge of the ministers, he can be the VIP among the elders.
或者基督徒里面有一些是在国家担任部长的，做大官的，那他也可以算是一个 VIP 基督徒
啊。If we have in the church people who hold high positions in society, for example, a member of parliament, then we may call him a VIP.
所以常常在许多重大的场合，都要请这个 VIP 的基督徒来出面呢、
啊。So very often when there are even Christians, convocations, we may have this VIP Christian to grace the occasion.
要不然就是这一个基督徒很会赚钱，他是一个大财主，那他也会成为教会一个重要的人物。
Or there is another Christian who make a lot of money, then he can become the VIP in church.
因为教会除了需要人力，更需要是财力。
The church, besides requiring manpower, also require financial resources.
如果你说今天有一个人，他愿意奉献。我们要标那个地多少钱呢、啊？
100万。
那么我们今天不用召开信徒大会了。
If there is a member who is willing to give the church $1 million, then we need not to have the general meeting to discuss this amount.
所以你说他是不是一个 VIP?
So don't you think that he is a VIP?
不过在神的眼中的 VIP 基督徒是怎么样的基督徒呢？
But what about in the sight of God?Who are those who are classified as VIP Christians?
这才是我们要知道的。
This is what we need to know.
人眼中的 VIP 不重要。
It's not important who is a VIP in the sight of man.
他今天看你是 VIP, 明天他会看你是一个 VIP 的 opposite 是什么东西啊 ？VLP 啊 ，very lousy person.
So today, in the sight of a person, you may be a VIP, but tomorrow you can become a VUP, that is a VLP, that is a very lousy person.
所以人的衡量，你不必太过去在乎。
So it's not important how actually we are judged by men.
可是神怎么样的看，那却是很重要的。
But it becomes very important how God perceives us.
我认为在神的眼中的 VIP 基督徒，就是那一些愿意负起主耶稣所托付大使命的那一些基督徒。
I feel that the VIP Christians in the sight of God are those who are willing to take up the great commission given by the Lord Jesus.
请看马太福音的28章。
Let's see Matthew chapter 28.
18节跟19节，18节到20节。
Verse 18 to 20. Matthew chapter 28, verse 18. And Jesus came out and spoke to them, saying, All authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth. Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all that I commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age.
主耶稣在这里给门徒两个重大的使命。
Here Jesus gave the disciples two aspects of this great commission.
一个就是传得救的福音，让他们受洗，罪得赦免，让他们灵魂可以得救。
First is to preach the gospel of salvation, so that to enable them to be baptized to receive salvation.
另外一个使命就是教导他们主耶稣所吩咐的一切教训，让他们成为主耶稣真正的门徒。
And the other aspect of the Great Commission is to teach them all that Jesus has commanded them so that they can become true disciples of the Lord.
这两个使命是非常重大的。
So these two aspects of the Commission are indeed important.
还有什么比灵魂更宝贵呢？
So what is more precious than the salvation of a soul?
还有什么比做主耶稣的门徒更重要呢？
And what can be more important than to become a disciple of Jesus?
也许活在世上的时候，你觉得这两样都不重要。
Maybe when you are living on this world, you do not feel the importance of these two.
可是你知道你不能够永远在这个世上的。
But you will know very clear that you will not live on this earth forever.
当你离开这个世界的时候，
when you leave this world,
你就知道，
you will know.
这两样才是最重要的。
These two are very important.
怎么样让灵魂得救？怎么样成为主耶稣真正的门徒？
How are we to be saved, the salvation of our soul, and how can we truly become the disciple of the Lord?
而这个重大的使命，主耶稣就交代给每一个时代的基督徒。
And this great commission has been given to all disciples at all ages.
那你没有注意到当主耶稣交托这两个使命的时候，他先宣布什么事呢？
But have you noticed what Jesus commanded them regarding this commission, commission?
那就是在十八节。
This is recorded in verse 18.
耶稣先对他们说，
Jesus spoke to them,
天上地下所有的权柄都赐给我了。
All authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth.
然后主耶稣才宣布这两个大使命。
Then Jesus went on to tell them about this great commission.
从这里就可以知道这是一个多么重要的事情。
And from here we can understand how important is this matter.
而这样重要的事情，主耶稣却是交托给我们每一个信主的人。
And such an important matter has been entrusted to every Christian.
所以在主耶稣的眼中， VIP 的信徒就是那些愿意负起主耶稣所托付的使命的人。
And in the sight of our Lord Jesus, the VIP Christian is the one who is willing to take up this commission.
就是热心去传扬福音，热心去教导门徒。
And they are the people who are zealous to preach the gospel and to teach and make disciples of others.
我们今天教会需要这一种的 VIP 信徒。
And in our church today, we need this kind of VIP Christians.
有一个故事这样说。
There was this story.
当主耶稣升天以后，
when Jesus ascended to heaven,
众天使都来迎接他。
The angels came to receive him.
他们都看到主耶稣手上的钉痕。
They saw the imprints on the hand of Jesus.
天使长加百列就问主。主说，
The archangel Gabriel asked Jesus,
主啊，你为世上的人受了极大的苦楚。
He said, Lord, you have suffered much for the people of the world.
可是世上的人是不是都知道你是何等的爱他们？
But do all the people in the world know that you are the one who loves them all?
他们都了解你为他们所做的大事吗？
Do they know this great thing that you have done for them?
主耶稣就回答，
Jesus replied,
还没有。
No, not yet.
目前只有在耶路撒冷只有一小部分的人知道。
Now only in Jerusalem we have a handful of people who knows about this.
加百列就说，
Then Gabriel said,
主啊，那么我们要怎么样用最快的最有效的方法来让所有的人都知道你为他们所做的大事呢？
Gabriel asked, what method can we use to be the most efficient and most effective so thatThe people of the world will come to know that you have done this great thing for them.
主耶稣说，我已经吩咐彼得他们把我的事告诉别人。
And Jesus replied that, Oh, I have told Peter and the other disciples to preach this commission.
让别人再去告诉别人。
So that when he tells the others, others will also speak to others.
这样就会一直传到世界最远的地方，让所有的别人都知道我的事情。
So that this message can be preached to from one person to another until all people in all corners come to know about this great thing that I've done for them.
加百列很怀疑主耶稣这一种人传人的个人传道的方法。
And Gabriel was questioning Jesus or questioning whether this method of passing the message from person to person would be effective.
要等到什么时候才能够传遍世界呢？
And he was thinking that when would the gospel be able to reach to the end of the world?
而且人传人这种的方法会有很多的问题。
And when message is being passed from one person to another, it will meet with many problems.
因为人有很多的软弱，很多的问题的。
Man has many problems and weaknesses.
所以加百列就禁不住地对主说。
And he cannot before himself, Gabriel said to the Lord.
他说主啊，如果彼得又好像以前一样，他灰心了。他累了，他不要去传福音了。
You say, what happened if Peter, he became discouraged and that he became one that is tired and he did not want to go and preach the gospel?
那要怎么办呢？
Then what would you do?
又或者说，那个时代的人亲眼看见你行神迹，看见你复活的人，他们通通都死掉了。
What happened to the people who witnessed your resurrection? They passed away from this world.
那么到了下一代，他们根本不看见过这件事情，甚至会把它当作是一个故事、一个笑话来，那怎么办
？And then the next generation, they no longer treat your death and resurrection as something real, but just a story. Then what will happen?
那如果可以来到二十世纪的时候，那些人都不要谈耶稣，什么都谈，就是不要谈耶稣，那怎么办
？And when the time comes and you reach the 21st century, and the people would like to talk about everything except Jesus.What can be done then?
他说：“主啊，你有没有别的计划
？”He said, "Lord, do you have other alternatives?"
他的意思是想主啊，不如把这个重大的使命交给我们这些众天使吧。
And Gabriel was thinking that, why don't you entrust this important commission to us as the angels to preach?
我们可以保证很快的、很忠心的、很有效的传遍全世界的。
And we can guarantee that we'll be able to preach the gospel to all corners of the world very quickly and very effectively.
主耶稣当然知道他的意思。
Jesus knew his intention.
但是主耶稣告诉他。
But Jesus told him,
我没有其他的计划。
I don't have any other plans.
因为我已经计划把这个重大的使命交代给我的门徒。
For I have already planned that this great commission be given to the disciples.
今天我们就是主耶稣的门徒。
And today, you and I are the disciples of the Lord.
借着圣经，主耶稣把这个使命交托给我们。
And through the Bible, this great commission has been written down for us.
虽然当时他是对这个使徒们说的。
Although the commission was given to the disciples at that time.
但是使徒不能够活到世界的末了的。
But we know that the disciples cannot live to the end of the age.
主耶稣说。
Jesus said,
凡我吩咐你们的都教训他们遵守我就与你们同在一直到世界的末了
and teaching them to observe all that I commanded you and I'll be with you always even to the end of the age
所以这个使命是交给每一个时代的人一直到世界的末了
and therefore this great commission is given to the disciples at every age until the end of the world
今天教会需要的就是这一种 VIP 的基督徒
and so the church today needs thisKind of VIP Christians.
愿意负起这个责任来传扬主的福音来教导信徒成为一个主耶稣真正的门徒
Christians who are willing to take up this responsibility of preaching and making disciples of people
好那第二种就是 VRP 基督徒
The next category is the VRP Christian
那就是资源丰富的人
And this is a very resourceful person
这个资源并不是世界上的资源，而是圣经的资源。
When we say resourceful, we do not mean that he has the resources of the world, but he is resourceful in the Word of God.
所以刚才有人家猜 VRP 就是 very rich person， 很有钱的人。
So some of us may have guessed this VRP stands for very rich person.
在世界上真的是最有资源的人就是最有钱的人呢。
In the world, we can say that the person who is the most resourceful is a person who is most rich.
因为有钱，你就可以买到任何的资源。
Because if you have money, then you can buy any kind of resource.
但是买得到圣经的真理吗
？But are you able to buy the truth in the Bible?
能够拯救灵魂的不是金钱，而是圣经的真理。
What can save the souls of people is not this money, but really the truth in the Bible.
请看《使徒行传》18章。
Let's turn to Acts chapter 18.
24-26节。
Verse 24-26.
使徒行传十八章二十四到二十六节。
Acts chapter 18, verse 24-26. Verse 24. Now a Jew named Apollos, an Alexandrian by birth, an eloquent man, came to Ephesus, and he was mighty in the scriptures. This man had been instructed in the way of the Lord, and being fervent in spirit, he was speaking and teaching accurately the things concerning Jesus.Being acquainted only with the baptism of John. Verse 26. And he began to speak boldly in the synagogue. When Priscilla and Aquila heard him, they took him aside and explained to him the way of God more accurately.
这里记载亚波罗是一个很有学问也能够讲解圣经的人。
It talks about Apollos being a learned person and one who is mighty in the scriptures.
他已经知道有关于主耶稣的事情，也接受了主耶稣的道理。
He was familiar with the teachings of Jesus.
不过这里强调说，他只是单单晓得约翰的洗礼。
Here emphasized that he was only acquainted with the baptism of John.
可见的，他对悔改的道理他很懂，但是对主耶稣赦罪的洗礼，还有祈求圣灵做得救的凭据。我看他就不是很详细了。
Though he was familiar with the baptism of repentance of John, but he was not familiar regarding the baptism for the forgiveness of sins and praying for the Holy Spirit.
所以虽然他很放胆的讲道，但是亚基拉和百基拉听了以后却很不放心。
He was able to speak boldly regarding John's teachings, but Priscilla and Aquila did not feel comfortable about his preaching.
因为他所讲的并不是完全正确的道理。
For what he was preaching was not completely correct.
因此亚基拉、百基拉就把他借来，然后将神的道给他讲解的更加的详细。
And Priscilla and Aquila took him aside and explained to him the way of God more accurately.
百基拉跟亚基拉是谁呢？
Who are these Priscilla and Aquila?
他们并不是使徒。
They were not the apostles at the
time. 他们更不是长老。
They were not elders.
他们更不是神学院的训练的老师。
And they were not the theological teachers.
他跟我们一样，只是个普通的信徒，耶稣的门徒。
But they were like us, people who are normal disciples of the Lord.
他们有他们的工作的。
They also have their work on earth.
他们是制造帐篷的。
They were tent makers.
保罗在困难的时候也跟他们一同制造帐篷呢。
When Paul was in difficulties, he likewise followed them to make tents.
可见到他们工作也是很忙碌的。
In other words, they were also busy with their livelihood.
但是他们并没有忘记了他们的责任。
But they did not forget their responsibility.
他们很热心追求神的道理。
They were very zealous in pursuing after the word of God.
不只是这样。
Not only this.
他们更愿意将他们所懂得的道理来帮助那一些不完全懂得的人。
They were willing to use the teachings that they have gathered to teach those who do not have the complete teachings.
虽然亚波罗是很有学问。
Although Apollos was one that is very learned.
但是他们并没有因此自卑。
But they did not look down upon themselves.
因为我们现在不是在谈世上的学问。
For now, we are not talking about the knowledge of the world.
讲医学，我们有医生；讲法律，我们有律师。
If we talk about science, we have doctors. If we talk about the law, then we have lawyers who can help us.
我们有各种的人才。
We have different kinds of people who are professionals in their way.
可是讲到拯救灵魂呢？
But when we talk about the salvation of souls,
这只有耶稣基督的福音。
And the gospel of the Lord Jesus.
而每一个相信主耶稣的人，
and a person who believes in the Lord Jesus,
就是因为他明白了这个得救的福音，
is because he has understood this gospel of salvation.
他因此得救了，
and that is why he can be saved.
他就成为一个有圣经资源的人，
so he become one that is resourceful in the Bible.
他知道应该怎么样行才可以得救，
he knows what he must do to be saved.
那他也应该把这个道理来传给那些还不知道的人。
Then he is able to preach this gospel to those who do not know of it.
因为有许多人就像亚波罗一样。
For there are many people who can be like Apollos.
虽然他们信了耶稣，但是道理不完全。
Though they have believed in Jesus, but their gospel is not complete.
他们只懂得约翰的洗礼。
They are only familiar with the baptism of John.
他不知道洗礼是赦罪的。
They did not realize that baptism is for forgiveness of sins.
他也不知道什么叫做圣灵说灵言。
And they also do not know that speaking in tongues is the evidence of receiving the Holy Spirit.
他更不知道这个就是重生进入神国的必要条件。
And they also do not understand that these are the requisites to enter into the kingdom of God.
但是我们已经懂了。
But we have understood.
我们已经有这个圣经的资源。
We have this resource in the Bible.
我们知道这一条得救的道路。
We know this way of salvation.
我们有这个责任。
We have this responsibility.
告诉那些还不懂的人。
To tell others who do not know.
所以今天教会的 VRP 基督徒不是指那些长老知识或者是神学院的老师。
When we talk about the VRP Christians in the church, this do not refer necessarily to the ministers of the church or even the lecturers in theological seminary.
不是这些传道长老知识才是懂道理的。
It's not that the preachers and the elders and the deacons, they are the ones who know the gospel.
我们需要更多的亚基拉和百基拉。
We need more Priscilla and Aquila.
他们都是这些 VRP 基督徒。
So they are the VRP Christians.
他们愿意用他们所懂的圣经知识，用他们从主里面所得到的信仰经验来去帮助那一些人。
And they are willing to gather from the teachings in the Bible as well as their own experiences to help others.
那第三种是 VTP 基督徒。
And the next category of Christian is the VTP Christian.
他们就是可以训练的人。
So we call them the very trainable person.
VTP 基督徒不是一个成熟的基督徒。
A VTP Christian is not a mature Christian yet.
其实他们有许多不完全的地方的。
In fact, they still have many imperfections.
在道理的思想上，在做人的态度上，他们都有许多不成熟的地方的。
Whether with regards to the teachings in the Bible or in the way that Christians should live, they are still imperfect.
甚至他们还有许多人的软弱。
And they still have many weaknesses of men.
但是这个不要紧。
But this is not the most important.
因为事实上没有一个人是完全的。
For no one is perfect.
没有一个人一生下来就是在思想、信仰各方面都成熟的。
No one is born perfect in his thinking and in his faith.
但是要紧的是他有一颗愿意学习、愿意悔改的心。
But what is most important that a person is willing to be trained, a person is willing to repent.
他能够知道自己的不完全。
He can realize his own imperfections.
他能够知道自己的不成熟。
And he can also understand his own immaturity.
他愿意接受训练。
He's willing to be trained.
不管是在道理上的训练，或者是生活上各种的磨练。
Whether is it training in the Word of God or training in the lifestyle as a Christian.
他愿意学习，他愿意接受。
He is willing to learn and to accept the teachings.
让他可以慢慢的成熟，让他可以慢慢的成长，让他们可以好像耶稣基督一样。
And gradually he can become mature and grow into the likeness of Christ.
我们是要追求效法基督的，不是吗？
And aren't we encouraged to follow the example of Jesus?
但是必须你自己了解自己有很多的缺点，很多的不完全。
And we must first start off by understanding and realizing where we are weak and where we are imperfect.
如果你认为你已经完全了，
if you feel that you are already perfect,
你认为你什么都懂了，
and that you know everything,
所以当人家来指责你的时候，你怎么会高兴呢？
And when someone tried to point out your mistake, how can you be happy?
怎么是我错呢？
How can I be wrong?
这哪里有可能的事情？
How can it be possible?
是的，是有错的，但是错不在我，是在你。
Of course, there is something wrong, but it's on your side, not
mine. 你要去悔改啊，你要去检讨，你要去谦卑啊。
You must examine yourself, humble yourself down, and then you learn.
要不然你会跌倒啊。
Otherwise, you will fall.
你是不是很熟悉这种的声调？
So don't you find these kind of words very familiar?
好像讲的人永远就是不会跌倒的，永远就是完全的，永远就是最好的。
As if the person telling you this, he is the most perfect and he will never fall.
那他就不是 VTP 信徒了。
Then he is not a VTP Christian.
我们请看《使徒行传》的十五章。
Let's turn to Acts chapter 15,
37到41节。
Verse 37 to 41. Acts chapter 15, verse 37 to 41. Verse 37. Barnabas wanted to take John called Mark along with them also. But Paul kept insisting that they should not take him along, who had deserted them in Pamphylia and had not gone with them to the work. And there occurred such a sharp disagreement that they separated from one another. And Barnabas took Mark with him and sailed away to Cyprus. But Paul chose Silas and left, being committed by the brethren to the grace of the Lord. And he was traveling through Syria and Cilicia, strengthening the churches.
这的确是一个很不开心的事情。
So there was this unpleasant incident.
让我们读了以后，我们也觉得很不开心。
And when we read this passage, we also feel unhappy.
因为我们看到保罗跟巴拿巴他们实在是个好朋友。
Oh, we knew that Paul and Barnabas were very good friends.
他们已经同工了这么久。
And they have worked together for many years.
他们同心合意为主开拓了许多的教会，做了许多伟大的工作。
And they worked together and went on many missionary trips to pioneer the work of the Lord.
但是现在却是因为马可的这件事情，两人起了争论，甚至分开。
On the matter of Mark, there was a dispute, and this caused a separation between them.
分开不是分裂哈。
When we say they are separated, we do not mean that they have broken up their ties.
他们只是互相尊重。
They respect one another.
那既然你认为马可是可以训练的，那你请你去训练他。
And since you think that Mark can be trained, then you take Mark.
我认为马可不可以训练的。
But I feel that Mark was not trainable.
或者我认为我没有这么多的时间来训练他。
Or I feel that I do not have the time to train him up now.
那我保罗就拣选希拉，我就到别的地方去了。
I Paul chose Silas, then I go my way.
好像你一直读到《使徒行传》的最后一章，你就没有再看到保罗跟巴拿巴一起同工了。
And when you read the last chapter of the book of Acts, you do not read that they have come together to work together.
这实在是一件有一点遗憾的事情了。
Perhaps you may find this regrettable.
不过这是我自己想而已了哈。
Perhaps this is just my own thinking.
但是整件事情来看却是好的。
But if you look at the whole matter, it has its goods.
因为大家都需要训练的。
For everyone needs to be trained.
你不要以为只是训练马可。
Let's not think that Mark is the only person to be trained.
的确，他是有他的软弱。
He has his weaknesses.
那保罗认为他不可以训练。
But Paul felt that he could not be trained.
可是巴拿巴却认为应该再给他机会。
Barnabas felt that he should be given another opportunity.
他是可以训练的。
That he is trainable.
他会悔改的。
He will repent.
他会重新再来的。
And he will come back.
他不是那一些不肯悔改的人。
And he is not one that is unrepentant.
果然巴拿巴没有看错。
True enough, Barnabas was not wrong.
马可的确是一个可以训练的人。
Mark became a trainable person.
以后你发觉到他真的悔改，真的从头来过。
In the future, you realize that he was one who repented and make a comeback.
那保罗也知道了。
Paul also recognized this.
那个时候保罗已经是在监牢里面。
At that time, he was in prison.
他不能够去见马可，但是他希望马可来见他。
He was not able to go and see Mark, but he hoped that Mark would come and see him.
他甚至公开的承认说，他在传福音的事上对我有很大的帮助的。
He also said that this Mark is a great help in my preaching of the gospel.
这就是保罗伟大的地方。
And this is where Paul was great.
因为保罗也是一个 VTP 基督徒。
Because Paul was also a VTP Christian.
他也是一个可以训练的人。
He is one that can be trained.
虽然人人认为这个保罗是一个很凶恶的人。
Although people felt that Paul was a very strict and fierce person.
他比任何人都更热心去迫害基督徒的。
And that he at that time was the most zealous in persecuting the Christians.
但是主耶稣知道他是一个 VTP 基督徒。
But Jesus was able to recognize that he was a VTP Christian.
不过他需要特别的训练。
But he needs special training.
所以主耶稣亲自的训练他。
And Jesus personally trained him up.
亲自的向他显现。
Appeared before him personally.
亲自的让他眼睛瞎了。
And that allowed him to be blinded.
亲自的告诉他。
And Jesus personally told him.
扫罗，扫罗，你用脚踢那个刺是难的。
And said, Saul, Saul, the gods that you are kicking is hard.
保罗说你是谁啊？
And then Paul said at that time, Who are you?
天上的声音告诉他，我就是你所逼迫的拿撒勒人耶稣。
Then the voice in heaven said that I am Jesus whom you are persecuting.
在这个时候，保罗整个人就醒悟过来。
And at that moment, Saul suddenly came to his senses.
的确是我错了。
Indeed, he was wrong.
他就认错悔改。
He immediately repented.
你要知道，像保罗这样要立刻的悔改，真的是不容易的。
If a man like Paul was to repent, it will not be an easy matter.
不但他以前的人会取笑他。
Not only the people that he was with in the past,
连基督徒也会怀疑他的。
Will mock at him, but also the Christians will also be suspicious of him.
真的，你看当保罗到教会去的时候，谁接待他
？And when Paul repented and went to the church, who received him?
没有人相信他。
No one believed.
甚至还怀疑他是不是假装的。
And was also suspicious that he was just faking it.
然后把我们一网打尽。
And that he was just taking the opportunity to enter into the midst of Christians to destroy them all.
就是在这个时候，巴拿巴相信他。
And it was at that time that Barnabas believed him.
所以我说有点遗憾，就是这样，这么好的朋友。
So I felt that this was regrettable because they were very good friends.
是巴拿巴在那个时候站出来替保罗说话的。
And it was at that time that Barnabas stood up for Paul to speak up for him.
好，不过我们看到保罗真的就是一个可以训练的人。
But we can see that Paul was a very trainable person.
那第二件就是这个马可的事件。
And next is regarding this matter of Mark.
他发觉到他自己错了。
He realized that he was wrong.
我判断错了。
My judgment was wrong.
巴拿巴才是正确的。
And Barnabas was right in his judgment.
他也悔改。
He repented.
在他的书信公开表明。
And in his epistles, in his letters, he declared this openly.
我认为一个领袖的伟大就是在这里。
And I feel that the greatness of a leader lies here.
有些人认为伟大的领袖是不能够做错事情的，才是伟大的领袖。
Some people think that great leaders are people who do not make any mistake. Then he's a great leader.
所以就算是错，他们都不能够认错的，因为他这么一认错哈，就完了。
Because if and they thought that if they even if they should make a mistake, then they should not declare it. Because Because if they were to say so, then it will be the end of their leadership.
他们就没有面子了。
Then they will lose their face.
就没有人听他了。
Then no one will listen to them.
就没有权力了。
Then they will lose their power.
所以一般的人只能够掩盖他们的错处，不承认他的错处，或者是找代罪羔羊。
So generally, you find that the leaders of the world will cover up their mistakes or find scapegoat for their mistakes.
他不能够错的。
And they cannot be wrong.
但是基督教里面的领袖不是这样的。
But then the leaders in the Christian world need, should not be this.
我们都是会做错事的人。
Because we are people who make mistakes.
但是基督已经给我们恩典。
But the Lord has given us grace.
他会饶恕我们。
He will forgive us.
他会给我们机会。
And he will give us another opportunity.
他会给我，只要我们愿意悔改跟学习。
As long as we are willing to repent and learn.
伟大的领袖就是一些知错能改的人。
Great leaders are those who realize their own mistakes.
他是 VBB 基督徒，可以接受训练的。
And they are willing to be changed, and they are VTP Christians because they are trainable.
你不要以为只有基督徒才要训练。
Do not think that only Christians need to be trained.
领袖更加需要训练。
Even we will say that leaders all the more need to be trained.
你看到保罗怎么样接受训练
？Look at Paul, how he received training.
他的确留下很好的榜样给我们。
He has set us a very good example.
你看十二个使徒也是一样，经过不断的训练悔改，才能够完成主所托付给他们的工作的。
And look at the 12 apostles. They also underwent many kinds of training before they are able to take up the work of the Lord and complete it.
这才是我们所需要的 VTP 基督徒。
So this is the VTP Christian that we need today.
一个得胜的基督徒不是他没有失败过。
A victorious Christian is not one that has not failed before.
而是在他在种种的失败当中，他能够从头来过。
But rather, in all kinds of failures, he is able to make a comeback.
我讲第四个第四种基督徒
We talk about the fourth category of Christian.
就是 VNP 基督徒
And this is the VNP Christian.
那是什么基督徒呢
So what is this VNP?
Very nice person.
Very nice person.
这是最好的
This is the best.
如果每一个人都成为 very nice person 啊，我看这个 church 就真的是 very nice.
If every one of us is very nice, then the church will become very nice.
但是为什么你会觉得教会不好呢
But why is it that we feel that the church is not good enough?
我不要这个教会。
I do not want this church.
这个教会不好。
This church is not good.
那请问教会哪里不好呢
？So let me ask you, what aspect of the church is not good?
这个教会是好的。
The church is good.
因为这个教会是耶稣基督的。
The church belongs to the Lord Jesus.
耶稣基督有什么地方得罪你吗？
Did the Lord Jesus offend you in any way?
耶稣基督有什么地方做错吗
？Did the Lord Jesus do any wrong?
这个时候他讲哦，不是啦，我不是讲主耶稣啦，我是讲那些信耶稣的人呐。
Then the Christian will remark that, oh no, I'm not talking about the Lord Jesus, I'm talking about the Christians who believe in Him.
但是你知道这些人当然不是好的。
But of course you know that the people are not always that nice.
如果我们是好的，我们就不用信耶稣了。
If we are so good and nice, then we need not believe in Jesus.
不是吗？
Isn't this true?
耶稣说：“我来不是要招好人。”
Jesus said that I did not come to save those who are good.
我来招是招那些罪人。
I come to save the sinners.
因为好人不需要我的，他们认为不需要我，我已经是够好了，还要耶稣做什么
？For the righteous people who do not feel that they need Jesus because they feel that they are already good enough.
所以他来招是招罪人。
So he came to save the sinners.
罪人知道他的不好。
Sinners realize that they have faults.
但是他们要学习成为一个好人。
But they want to be trained to become a good person.
成为一个主所喜欢的人。
A person whom the Lord is pleased.
成为一个将来可以得救、面对神审判的人
，a person who can be saved to face the judgment of God in future，
这就是我们所讲的 VMP 基督徒。
So this is the VMP Christian that we talk about。
愿意学习，成为一个好人
，a person who is willing to be trained to become nice。
因为我们知道，我们都不好
，for we know that we are not nice。
只有耶稣基督才能够使我们更好。
Only the Lord Jesus can bring about a change in us so that we become better.
所以我们在耶稣基督里面要学习成为一个好人。
In the Lord Jesus, we must train to become good people.
所以不要再讲教会不好。
So let's not talk about the church being no good.
教会是好的。
The church is good.
所以我要爱教会，我要到教会来。
I must love the church and come to the church.
但是教会里面有一些人是不好的。
But of course, in the church, there are people who are not so nice.
我就是其中的一个。
I say that I'm one of them.
我会怕脾气的。
I do lose my temper.
你不相信你骂我两句，看我忍多几句的时候，忍无可忍的时候，你就知道我的厉害。
If you don't believe, you just have to make me angry, and I just have to endure for a few moments before I let go.
我还告诉你，我还会打人的。
I will even tell you that I will beat a person.
我会打人，好像打狗一样。
And I'll beat a person as if I'm beating a dog.
你们有打过狗吗
？Have you beaten a dog?
没有哈、哦。
No.
哎呀，等下那个防止虐待协会的人找我了。
Those who are animal lovers may go against me.
这么凶去打狗？
that I'm so fierce that I'll even beat a dog.
不是的，是那个狗先咬我。
But I do not beat a dog without any reason. The dog beats me first.
我只不过是 self-defense.
I'm just doing out of self-defense.
我们人都是不好的。
We know that as human beings, we are not good.
所以当你说人家不好的时候
，So when we look at others and say that they are not good,
你要反问你自己，那你好吗
？You have to ask yourself, are you good?
那肯定你是好了。
Then you feel that you are good.
如果你也不好，你怎么有资格说人家不好
？Because if you feel that you are no good, do you think you dare to tell others they are not good?
那我们只不过是阿邦阿累，两个都差不多而已吗
？So we are just the pot calling the kettle black.
那既然是这样，那有什么好怪呢
？And since this is the case, then why do we want to blame others?
你的脸黑，但是我的脸也一样黑啊。
That your face is black, so is mine, which is dark.
所以我不用笑你，你也不用笑我。
So there is no need for one to laugh at one another.
我们需要的是你帮我擦气，我也帮你擦，因为我看不到我的。黑点在哪里
？What we need is for another person to help us to wipe away the black patches.
但是你可以看得到。
But you can see what is wrong with the other body.
就如同你看不到你自己，但是我可以看得到你的缺点一样。
This is similar that we cannot see our own weaknesses, but others can, and likewise we can see the weaknesses of others.
圣经有一个人是被称为好人的。
In the Bible, there was a person who is considered a good man.
大概你们都猜得到他是谁了。
Perhaps you can guess who he is.
他就是巴拿巴。
And that man is Barnabas.
那为什么他被称为好人，你知道吗
？Why was Barnabas considered a good man?
请看《使徒行传》的第四章。
Let's turn to Acts chapter 4.
我们先看11章24节。
Let's turn to 11 verse 24. Sorry, Acts chapter 11 verse 24. Verse 24. For he was a good man and full of the Holy Spirit and of faith, and considerable numbers were brought to the Lord.
Barnabas 是一个好人。
Barnabas was a good man.
他不只被圣灵充满。
Not only was he full of the Holy Spirit,
不止他有信心
of great faith,
而且他是一个好人
but he was a good man.
所以有好多人归附了主
and that is why considerable numbers of people were brought to the Lord.
人的态度会影响对方的
The attitude of one person will affect the other.
我如果我们听到人家说、啊、你们教会道理是很好，不过你们教会有一些人在态度上确实不好。
You may hear of people saying that the truth preached by your church is good, but then I do not feel that the attitude of some of your members is good.
我很想来，但是一看到这些人的态度，我就不想来。
I feel like coming, but then when I look at the attitude of these people, I don't feel like coming.
你要怎么批评呢
How are you to criticize him?
这个就是没有信心的人。
This is a person without faith.
这个就是不顺从真理的人。
A person who is not submissive.
这些就是骄傲的人。
These are proud people.
是不是这样
？Do you want to criticize them this way?
但是他们没有违背道理，他们没有不相信道理哦。
But they have not gone against the truth. They have not disbelieved.
但是他是感觉到我们一些信从道理的人，那一些的态度确实好像没有道理哦。
On the other hand, they feel that those of us who have embraced the truth, we behave as if we have not received the truth.
是我们的态度让他们感觉到很难接受。
It is our attitude that caused them to find difficult to accept.
问题不是在于道理。
So the problem does not lie with.
但是问题却是在于我们的生活态度的表现。
The problem lies with our attitude and the way we conduct ourselves before others.
这就是你跟我的问题。
So this becomes your problem and my problem.
这是不是我们需要来去检讨跟悔改的地方呢
？So isn't this a place? This is one matter that we should consider.
你喜欢到了一个人的家里面，人家对你都不理不睬的吗
？Do you like to go to a place and everyone just ignore you?
我是第一次来到这边的人。
I'm the first.This is my first time here.
我不太熟悉这里。
I'm not familiar with the place.
我对这些地方不太有安全感。
I do not feel secure with the environment.
尤其我看到每一个人都好像以为我是小偷一样。
Especially when everyone look at me as if I am a thief.
更糟糕的是从脚看到头，从头看到脚。
And that they will look at me from the bottom up and up to the bottom.
又不要来问我一声。
And they did not want to come and ask me.
只是给我这一些的冷光。
But they only look at me coldly.
你说我第二次还要再来吗
？Then do you think that I will come a second time?
我还以为我来错了地方呢。
And I thought that I've come to the wrong place.
这是教会吗
？Is this the church?
他还说是 true， 是真的教会吗
？Oh, you say that this is the true church, a true church.
你说这个是圣灵没有工作吗
？So do you say that there is no work of the Holy Spirit?
他已经来了。
He has come.
但是看到我们给他们这样的反应，这样的态度。
But that is the response and the reception that we give to him.
这是就是我们基督徒彼此相爱的吗
？Is this the way that Christians ought to love?
这就是我们的谦卑的态度吗
？Is this an attitude of humility?
这就是彼此相爱所表现的那种温暖吗
？Is this the warmth that we manifest when we love one another?
有时候觉得一些最基本的礼貌我们都不懂。
Sometimes I feel that even very basic manners we do not have.
大概我们就是我不管。
Maybe we feel that we don't care.
为什么我要跟你打招呼？
Why must I greet you?
为什么我要去问候你？
Why must I approach you?
我们常常就是这样的想。
So this may be our attitude.
但是我们忘记了。
But we have forgotten.
这是教会。
This is the church.
我们有一个责任。
We have a responsibility.
很难得有我们的亲戚朋友，我们的慕道朋友来了。
It's very difficult for us to bring our relatives, our friends to come to the church.
但是我们却不愿意尽一点的力量，给他一个微笑，给他一声的问候，给他一点的关怀。
But then we will not want to stretch ourselves further and then just give them a smile, a greeting to make them feel better.
让他感觉到哇，这些人每个人都是那么的 holy， 但是不是一个好人。
Otherwise they will feel that oh, all these people are so holy, but they are not so good.
每个人都是圣人，但不是好人。
They are saints, but they are not nice. Isn't this very pitiful?
我宁愿不要做圣人，但是做一个好人。
Then I'd rather not be a saint. I'd rather just be a nice person.
巴拿巴就是个好人，他不是圣人。
Barnabas was a good man. 他不是一个圣人。
他不是一个圣人。
But he was not a saint.
对，他是个好人。
He was a good man.
怎样好呢？
Why do we say that he's good?
请看第四章的三十六节。
Let's turn to Acts chapter 4, verse 36.
这里说，巴拿巴翻出来就是劝会子。
Acts chapter 4, verse 36. Barnabas, the second portion, which translated means son of encouragement.
好人就是一个能够安慰人、劝勉人的人。
A good man is one.That is able to comfort and encourage another person.
当然，肚子饿，你给我面包，我很感谢你。
When I'm hungry, you give me bread, I'll be thankful to you.
但是你却把我当作是一个乞丐一样。
But then you have just treated me like a beggar.
丢一个面包给我。
You just throw me a bread.
或者丢十块钱给我。
Or you throw me $10.
这的确可以解决我的饥饿。
This can solve my hunger.
但是却让我的自尊被你踩在下面。
But then my self-esteem has been.Trodden by you,
让我的心灵再次的受打击。
That spiritually I'm hurt.
我以为这是一个耶稣基督所爱的地方。
I thought that this is the place that we talk about love of Christ.
但是他们却是高高在上的。
But they are people who are high and mighty.
是一种的施，一种的，不是叫施舍，那个是叫什么？哎呀，我不会讲了。好了，就是这样了。So, 感觉到心里很受委屈。
So people feel that when they come to the church, this can be the kind of reception that they receive.
如果有一些是比较老土的中国人，他就宁愿都不吃。
And if you have some stubborn Chinese, then they will not even want to eat.
我可以饿死，但是我却不可以被你这样的轻视而死。
Because these Chinese have pride, and they say that I will not eat, but I'd rather not eat than to be.Than to be humiliated by you.
不过现在的辅导家说，你为什么做梦？本先吃饱了，然后去好好做工，赚了钱，然后告诉他。
And but then the counselors today will tell you that so take the food, don't worry about it. Then be strong and then go and earn a living to show him.
你发觉到心灵的伤痛是更重要的。
But we need to understand that when a person is hurt emotionally, this is a greater hurt.
巴拿巴就是个好人。
And Barnabas was a good man.
他能够注意到人心灵的感受。
He was able to pay attention to the feelings of people.
能够给他们安慰。
And to give them comfort.
罪人已经很自责了。
The sinners themselves already feel the hurt.
在这个时候，他需要的是鼓励。
And these sinners at this moment need encouragement.
帮助他踏出第一步，踏到神的殿来。
And that we need to help these sinners so that they step out of their shell to come into the house of God.
帮助他，让他有勇气开口向神认罪。
And that to help them, to encourage them, so that they are able to open up their mouth to repent before God.
有一些罪人不是他不要来教会，他是怕那一些人不接受他。
There are sinners who dare not come to church, not because of God.But they are afraid of people not accepting them.
如果有巴拿巴鼓励他、帮助他、陪伴他一起来，不是多好
？But if there is a Barnabas who is accompanying him and encouraging him, then wouldn't that be very good?
也许他就成为第二个保罗。
Perhaps he may become the second Paul.
幸好保罗来教会的时候遇到巴拿巴。
And it was fortunate that when Paul came to church, he met Barnabas.
如果他遇到陈恩国，我看他就完了。
If he had met Chen Enguo, then he would be in trouble.
但是幸好他遇到的是巴拿巴。
But he met Barnabas instead.
一个劝会子。
A person who is called the son of encouragement.
这才是一个好人。
And he was indeed a good man.
多么可惜，有许多人就是失去了这种鼓励和安慰，而不敢来到主的面前。
And very pitifully, many people were not encouraged, and that is why they did not dare to come before the Lord.
那你愿意做这个巴拿巴吗？
So are you willing to become a Barnabas?
我想我们现在教会需要的就是这种 very nice person.
And I believe that the church today need this VMP, very nice person.
能够以主的爱来去关心，来去鼓励，来去帮助那一些在软弱，在痛苦中的人。
And they are able to use the love of Christ to help those who are in distress and those who are discouraged.
在他们灰心的时候扶他们一把。
And that while they are being while they are in distress and they are being discouraged,
在没有人能够原谅他们的时候，你先原谅他们。
And that when others are not willing to forgive, you are willing to forgive.
还有一点，最后的那个是不好的。
Let's talk about the last category, which is not so good.
VDP 就是使人很泄气的人。
The VDP, these are the very draining person.
就是说让人家落魄的人。
And these are the people that make others lose face.
基督徒让教会落魄，让主耶稣落魄。
And the Christians cause shame to the church as well as Jesus.
我们好不容易带了好多人来啊，他好不容易却使到许多人都带走了。
And that it was with difficulty that we bring people into the church.But then, very easily, these are the people that have been taken away by him.
哥林多教会就是最多这一种 VDP 基督徒。
And in the church of Corinth, we have many of such VDP Christians.
让教会落魄，让主耶稣落魄的。
And they bring shame to the church, and they bring shame to the Lord Jesus.
让许多人因为他们而离开教会，而攻击教会。
And there are many people left the church and attacked the church because of these VDP Christians.
他们的行为实在是很糟糕。
And their behavior was indeed.Intolerable.
他们又淫乱，他们又骄傲。
They were immoral. They were proud.
他们又很自私自利。
They were very selfish and conceited.
为了钱打官司打到法庭去。
And for the sake of money, they will resort to all means, in order to go to court with the people.
保罗就责备他们。
And then Paul rebuked them.
为什么我们兄弟跟兄弟告状告到那边去呢？真的是需要这样的告状吗
？Why is it there is a dispute between brothers that we cannot resolve that you have to bring it to the court?
我们不是兄弟吗
？Aren't we brothers?
为什么为了这个钱竟然要这样做呢
？Why is it for the sake of money we have to bring another brother to court?
你看哥林多教会就是这样的人。
And that was what happened to the members in Corinth.
你说这个是不是让教会让主耶稣落魄
？So don't you think that these people bring shame to the church as well?
他们的淫乱更糟糕，外邦人都不敢做的，他们却做了。
And their immorality was terrible because what they did, even the Gentiles did not dare to do.
保罗说，外邦人都没有这样的行为啊，怎么你们在教会里面却有这样的行为呢
？And Paul said that even the Gentiles do not have this kind of immorality, but you practice it.
保罗说要把这种人赶出去的。
And Paul said these people ought to be removed.
哥林多教会的确是让人家落魄的一个教会。
So the church in Corinth at that time was a church that brought about shame to the name of Jesus.
希望我们不是这种 VDP 基督徒。
We hope that we are not this VDP Christian.
那我们是哪一种呢
？Then what kind of Christian are we?
求主帮助我们。